And like I said,
yeah, oh, that's right.
From many years, she started having babies in the house.
Yeah.
But when first, you know, it, everything changed when they believe that there's missionary.
Oh, you mean that might have been some influence to change the customs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, because I've been ordering.
The old time was.
When would the missionaries, the Gordon was born in 1898,
mm-hmm.
When would the missionaries have been around, you know, much, what year?
I don't know.
It would be sometime after that, maybe.
Yes.
Cushy's inland. Was,
yes.
See, you were born, what, 1907, huh?
Yeah,
1907. Mm-hmm. How about when you were growing up? Can you remember how it was done in those days, about, you know, about how they managed childbirth, say when you were 10 or 15 or whatever age?
They started having midwives.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
And no attached village,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember my aunt, Mrs. Booth,
who
she's the one, the midwife. Maybe from the teachers told them how to handle the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So she learned, she's very good. She's the oldest midwife in my time.
Would she be as old as your mother, you think?
No, we're younger than
your mother. Younger than your
mother, we're younger than my mother. We're older than my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the my mother and his baby brother is next to my mother and her crew.
You mentioned then that starting off again that before the missionaries were around, they were having them, you know, off in these little houses away from the house. Then for some reason, perhaps as the missionaries came, they began to have children in their own home. So when you lived at North Hack, there were some midwives. They had a midwife in those days, huh?
Uh-huh.
And did they have things, anything to work with besides their own tools?
That's the woman.
Do you remember anything that they had, box of supplies, anything like that, when you were a girl?
They have a box that bandage. To for the baby.
Mm-hmm. For the navel.
Just for that. And they do just like us, but
just simple.
But you know, not very careful though. Never use that clean hand, nor clean tool.
When would you say that there was any more change came in childbirth? Say whether some change in the way of doing it. Can you think of any years when that might have changed? Because we know now it's different, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Could you think back in the 1920s or 1930s about how it was?
Around in 1920s, when Lady Mrs. Unalak, Ida Unalak, she's the midwife, and they got a baby box.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And you remember any of the things that might have been in it?
Well, there's perfect. And that's it, if you know. And bandit. And for baby's eyes.
Drop.
Matrix,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for baby clothes,
mm-hmm. Then they'll get some more, maybe born away from town. out.
Yeah.
Away from the door.
Because when one time I remember one lady called me to help, and I go down there and help her. When I was working on before I delivered the baby, someone come after me. So I didn't go. I had to stay there.
Yeah.
But I tell them how to do it.
Mm.
When they, you know, when they can't do nothing, when they don't know what to do, I would calm in for them. So this big was not like a checkup.
Mm.
And see how it goes, basically.
Yeah. Do you remember what year they, in the 50s that they started taking them in, or is that too hard to remember? Were the early 50s or late or new?
Late.
Late 50s?
Late 50s.
So it's really quite
recent,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 1959.
Oh. Della, you were discussing with me about on the cook or a woman shaman who was asked to help a woman, and the background was that this woman had one child and disposed of it, got rid of it when she was young, and later on she wanted children, changed her mind. Could you tell me what happened when they saw this woman and asked her?
Well, she wanted to have a baby. Wanted to have it, because she never had a baby for a long, long time. After she threw that baby away. And when they met her, this medicine woman down at Kotzebue, this was from Kobo, from Shanghai, from the place.
Yeah.
When they met her, they told her, ask her if they want to have baby. And she said they would give her one whole Wolverine and two tall skin patches.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other cook, this woman said, yes. And tell them that they will have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other year, they have a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
From that on, they have a children. I think that was my uncle's wife.
Oh.
I mean, my mother's uncle's
Your
wife.
Your mother's uncle's wife.
Yeah.
Was this so long ago, or is there any way of knowing what year this happened? Or
maybe before my brother was born, maybe around
the ladies.
Because their first child used to play with
with Gordon.
Not very.
Yeah.
Not very.
Not far apart.
Yeah.
Must be in the 1890s and somewhere around there.
Yeah, 1890s.
Maybe late 1890s, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around middle or late.
Mm-hmm.
And you said in this case where she asked the woman for help, the woman didn't touch her, just told her that she was going to
have it. Told her. Yeah.
And then
she never did, like,
yeah.
Told her.